हरे कृष्ण नमः विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण प्रस्ताय भूतले श्रीमती भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नीति नमने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निवशेष शून्यवादे पश्चादेश तरणे. Some time back, a few years ago, I was having some difficulty with my Krishna consciousness, and I was still very attached to the idea of being in household life. So I wrote this prayer to Srila Prabhupada on his appearance day, which was, I think it was maybe 5 or 6 years back. So I'll just read it. Dear Srila Prabhupada, on this most auspicious day, I make a request and pray for your causeless mercy. I see my boat, which I thought would go easily across this ocean of nations, has got caught on a few unresolved desires in the core of my heart. In the beginning, I came with intense pain of material existence, mixed with some curiosity. I entered upon the oasis of temple life, closing the door on the burning samsara. In my foolish and innocent way, I tried to follow, and because there was some slight sincerity, you blessed me and held back my desert storm. Now many years have passed. I know I am not a worthy person, for I have not taken to heart what you have given. But some slight refinement of my hardened heart has softened by your grace. So here I be. My boat has crashed into the iceberg of the weakness of my heart, and I have become a castaway on an island of my foolish desires. So I know my only hope for getting off this island of broken dreams is to understand the love you have for me, to feel it in my life from moment to moment would cause me to do what I never thought I could. The power of your love is my only escape. So, to have this appreciation of what Srila Prabhupada has given us is a dynamic thing in one's life. And his love is infinite because he is in contact with the ocean of love, with Krishna, and his compassion is unlimited. So even though it's taken me a long, long time, I never thought that I would actually put on saffron. But somehow or other, by divine grace, Srila Prabhupada has helped me so much, being so patient and encouraging me in so many ways. So when I look back and I see how I had so much difficulty in my Krishna consciousness, being so obsessed with material attachments, and how Srila Prabhupada very patiently and very wonderfully maneuvered me through all of my pain, confusion, and difficulty, then when I look back at that and I see how in my heart my appreciation for what he has given me has become more and more, then I realize that this love that Srila Prabhupada is offering me is available to one and all through his instructions, through his guidance, in his writings and his teachings. It is there, and it is only a question of our acceptance of that love. He is saying to us, come on, come. We have a beautiful reality in this land where Krishna is forever playing. And we can all go there. And he's giving so much encouragement in his books, in everything that he has done was all to encourage us to wake up and to take this great gift that he has given us. So, on this very auspicious day, I have so much to thank Srila Prabhupada for. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.